it's too blunt a measure. We have, as I said in my speech...
So in Budget 2021, support was extended to Singaporeans who rely on vehicles for their livelihoods. This extended to taxis, taxi drivers, private hire car drivers and motorcyclists. The support rendered included road tax rebates and petrol duty rebates. Given the elevated prices of fuel, specifically diesel now by up to 70%, what thresholds will determine the extension of similar measures today to assist Singaporeans who rely on vehicles for their livelihoods?
We very much understand the concerns of drivers and SMEs who are reliant on diesel fuel and may not have ready alternatives. The suggestion on whether or not to give a road tax rebate or a reduction, it's too blunt a measure. We have, as I said in my speech earlier, aside from being a revenue measure, actually road tax works in tandem with our other vehicle policies to achieve other longer-term outcomes. For instance, pricing in externalities related to public health and pollution, influencing vehicle buyers to choose more fuel-efficient vehicles. And these objectives remain relevant, and we don't want to go in the opposite direction. Conversely, so therefore a reduction of road tax is too blunt a tool, and so what we want to do is in fact be more focused and targeted in who we support. And our approach, therefore, is to provide directed support to SMEs, companies, drivers, people who are more directly affected by their fuel prices. And the overall package, I think, provides that support, whether it is through the corporate income tax rebate, as I mentioned earlier, as well as other targeted support like the $200 that we are giving to the taxi drivers, the platform workers, which includes the private hire car drivers. We will continue to assess the situation closely, and if there's a need for us to provide further support, we can consider that at a later juncture.